Starting tomorrow night, Ballet Ireland will be hitting the road on a nationwide tour with its version of the Nutcracker Ballet. Over the next 6 weeks, the company will be visiting 11 venues around the country, starting in Newton Abbey in the north and finishing up in Seamshe Thíre in Kerry with the show called The Nutcracker Sweeties. Our art and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke went along to rehearsals to hear more about life for ballet dancers both on and off the stage.
I'm interrupting final rehearsals for the show, which are taking place under the watchful eye of rehearsal director Dominic Harrison.
So we're going to go two at a time down the room and really using the upper body as much as we can.
This is Dominic's last chance to put final touches on the show.
And the last one, massive jump, pas de châle, finishing strong.
Now, Nutcracker is a fairy tale, usually centres on a young girl called Clara and her brother Fritz, whose toys magically come to life, but in Ballet Ireland's version...
Our Nutcracker is, of course, a Nutcracker with an Irish twist.
Anne Marr, Artistic Director of Ballet Ireland.
So, the setting is not in an Edwardian sitting room. Well, the inspiration for it was... Cleary's. We even have Cleary's clock hanging... So it's a department store and it's Christmas, and Kira and Fionn, our two main protagonists, are shopping with their parents Christmas Eve. And of course, like the little children they are, they get lost wandering around the department store.
The store comes to life during the show, and one of the key characters on stage is called Drosselmeyer. Traditionally, he's Clara's godfather, a magician performed by a male dancer, but...
In our version, she is a Mrs. Drosselmeyer, who's actually the department store manager.
Hi, my name is Niamh O'Flanagan.
So Drosselmeyer is a fabulous role to dance. She has a little bit of magic about her. She is almost a celebrity owning this shop, and she really is in charge in the store. And I think a lot of people will be surprised. This is a modern version, a fresh version. It has the music that everybody knows and loves. But there's a little bit of Irish within there, within the dancing and the storyline as well.
Chatting to Niamh and the others too, they're clearly excited for the national tour, and again this theme of access comes up. They want audiences everywhere to feel welcome and to get the chance to see a live ballet show in action.
Absolutely, we want to make ballet accessible to everyone. We want everyone to come and enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Rory Maguire and I'm a dancer with Ballet Ireland.
Rory, who grew up in County Derry, will be bringing the role of the rather grand-sounding title, Sugar Plum Fairy's Cavalier, to life.
It's a tale of two halves, really. You've got the half that's on stage and then you've got the half that's in the wings. I would love a TV show that comes into the wings, personally speaking, and videos people after they come off stage, because that's quite the scene.
Yeah. Well, people are just absolutely wrecked.
Yeah. Like, I tend to make, like, loud grunting noises because I've had to keep it in for so long, and I'm just like, and then you recover, and that's kind of fun. So yeah, it's interesting. I like that it looks effortless. It looks kind of surreal. That's what kind of drew me in the first place.
He too is all about the access, something he feels passionately about.
I'm from a very working class family. My mum had to retire from work because of disability. We kind of struggled to get through, and I'm so grateful to all of the sacrifices that she made. But yeah... the cost. I was lucky I got scholarships, but it was hard, I'll tell you. Like, it was properly hard. As soon as I got to London, my family couldn't support me, so I just had to beg, borrow and steal, effectively. And
that's a common story for dancers.
It is. I think it adds to the, especially with ballet, it adds to the inaccessibility of it all, because ballet is already viewed as a high class art form, and then it means that more people from those demographics can afford the training, so that drives the prices up, which then means that it becomes more inaccessible for the working classes. And I do think that there is more that we can do. I know, for example, in Belfast alone, there are so many wonderful dancers but aren't able to get the opportunities because they don't have the financial means to make it happen.
So while these conversations go on off stage, back in the theatre though, once the music starts on stage, the joy of the ballet takes over.
I don't know, I just love being in the dark, and it's just fabulous. And we came up with this idea of a department store, and yeah, we bring it to life on our stage.
And that was Anne Marr, Artistic Director of Ballet Ireland, ending that report from our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke.